Welcome to Design Hat Podcast. Today we have a very special guest with us, Trupti. She is a senior product designer at Copilot AI and she is a user experience nerd. Welcome, Trupti. Thanks a lot for coming in the podcast.
I don't know about the lot, but yeah, I definitely like to be studying all the time.
That's great. Just wanted you to introduce yourself in terms why design, why product design, why user experience, why?
Before I start, thanks for inviting me to the podcast. And I love the work that you're doing. You are definitely talking to all the people, getting to know their journey. So I think every people have their own journey in a unique way. They come to explore design because it's not a conventional path. We come from different types of background and we find our own path. As a designer, how did I get into design? To be honest, it was a bit of struggle initially. I always wanted to do something in creative, but because of the Indian mentality and the parents, we either had to be a doctor, engineer, and an accountant. I did not fit into any of those roles, but I did go into an engineering college. I studied for the 4 years in engineering. I was working full-time with Amazon as a research associate. That's when I realized that if I'm not into doing something I love, I will never grow into it. And that's when I kind of convinced my parents that I'm still not happy. I did everything you guys asked me to do, but I still want to go an unconventional path, get into design. And yeah, that's how the story began. I started studying design first. I studied a lot, to be honest. I did 4 years of engineering, then 3 years of design, and now finally started working in design. It's almost been 7 years, so I'm really happy with my progress, as well as there's a huge growth potential, and every day there's something new to study.
That's interesting. I think a lot of people from this particular podcast will get to know, because I think especially a lot of our audience are mostly Indian, and I think a lot of them face this particular issue that they want to do something creative. First, they don't know which particular program to take in. Second, even if they do, their parents are like, you have to go through a conventional path like everybody does, like either do engineering, either like you said. So I think this particular part, this particular thing will help a lot of people to get to know what are their options, how they can go about it. And the one more thing that I also want to know about is about how your Amazon experience went, how your engineering helped you out. Because I think whatever you do, even if it's not design, it definitely plays a part where you are right now in some or other way. So let's get right into it. Let's start with your college experience. You in 2008, I think you passed out or you did your college. So in your computer engineering background, so I want to know, how was the experience? Did it even help you out right now? Like, what was the experience?
I think people just think of career as, oh, these are the skills you need to have. But what about other skills? You need you need soft skills also. So soft skills like communicating with your peers, presenting ideas to your peers. There is a lot of collaboration that happens. So in that case, these are all the concepts that you get to learn in college. You're exposed to your peers, you understand, you learn from them. You write assignments which have no whatsoever impact on your career, but it's a path of training your mind, and you get into a particular discipline of doing things. I really believe in that, because not only I made a lifetime of friends in engineering, but it gave me a solid foundation for my growth. I can use all of my logical thinking. The way engineering trains you is to think logically, whether you have to break an algorithm or make an algorithm. It purely comes down to logic. And I think a lot of times it applies to any of those things you do in personal life, in professional life. So having some set of reasonable thinking is definitely going to help you. When I think the 2008 batch, when we were passing out, there was a huge recession period. Even though I was placed in HCL from my engineering background, I did not get to go there because we were called almost a year and a half later. Apart from that, funny thing was I was really addicted to animes during my engineering phase. I used to just constantly watch animes all the time. Because of my addiction to anime, I got really attracted to Japanese culture and language as such. And I convinced my parents that at least let me do have some hobby on the back. And I started learning Japanese language in engineering. So 3 years I learned Japanese language, which is, I went till the intermediate phase, but I did not complete the entire thing. I still cannot like completely understand the animes, but that was my goal, dream goal, to watch an anime without a subtitle. But yeah, I still watch animes with subtitles, but I can summarize a bit of words. I can collect words really easily. So yeah, I loved. So the reason I got into Amazon as a market research associate was because of Japanese. It was none so what ever connected to my engineering background. But I think what creatives fail to understand is your circumstances and your environment fuel your creativity. It's not just what you study, it's also the way you were brought up, the way you take decisions each and every day that will shape your career. So even though I was in engineering, I picked up a language, it made me go into Amazon, and that gave my career another trajectory. So I think it builds on the way you take decisions each and every day and what you truly want to do. So I think, yeah, engineering, I would never say I will not go back to engineering. My mom says that sometimes I feel like I wasted your 4 years, but I feel those 4 years were the best time of my life, where I made really good friends. I studied, and even though right now I can use it really well because I know how to talk to a developer, I can really be empathetic towards my collaborators also. It's not just the clients you need to be empathetic towards. You have to be really well connected to your developers. And I think because being from an engineering background, I understand them well, and I give them much more room for thinking. And yeah, just I'm open to a lot of their feedback.
That's very, very interesting. Just want to go a little sidetrack. Want to know which is your favorite anime?
Up till now, Inuyasha is my favorite anime.
Nice. Any thoughts on Naruto?
I haven't watched Naruto.
Damn.
I just felt like, yeah, when there was a really popular anime like Fairy Tail Naruto, I was like, I don't want to watch that. Everyone's watching that. Let me watch something really different. Or, yeah, I used to stick to finding like hidden gems in animes and watch them.
Agree.
My current favorite is I watched Full Metal also, but I forgot. Attack of Titans was really it did not end well. So I think, on a sidetrack, I think I have a girl. Yeah, Demon Slayer is my favorite anime currently. Yeah, I'm waiting for the next seasons.
I'm on it. No spoilers.
Okay.
Okay. So next question is about like you did an engineering. You are right now in design, but there was a phase in between when you were a market research associate at Amazon. I want to know, how did that fit in the whole journey?
So market research. So I got that job purely because of my Japanese background. So what happened is it was a very laborious work. You had to sit down, research on all the products on the Japanese website and see how those products were on the competitors. It was a huge part was just competitor research. I had to like search the products on all the competitions and make notes, enter it in the logbook, whatever it was. I don't want to go back to that, definitely. And every time to be honest, I think I had beautiful bosses or wonderful managers. That was one time I literally hated my manager. I was so happy that she didn't come on my last day of work. I was super happy. But yeah, I just couldn't take that job. I was like, it was literally draining me every day. It's not.
Do you think because of being created, as you said, it was a more laborious work sitting in, like it didn't give you the room to, like eventually it was a research work, but still, like it didn't give you room. I think that's what the reason behind that is, right?
It did not have a correct room, as well as you just need to love it. Like my dad, he really believes that, Trupti, you can find love in what you do, but it doesn't work for me. Like I really need to love what I do rather than finding love in what I do. So his mentality and my mentality clashes a lot of times. And I think right now all the millennials, Gen Zs, they believe in that format where, okay, if you love flipping a burger, you will work wherever you want. If you love pizzas, then you might as well work at Pizza Hut. You just need to love small aspect of the job and you learn the other aspects of the job. Like right now in design, as a senior product designer, I don't sit on Figma every day. I have to do all the remaining A to Z things too, like research, interviews, documentation. Those are not fun, but I know that when there will be a time where I'll truly get to enjoy my work, that is in the design. So my market research job did not give me any aspect to enjoy any part of the job. It was not enjoyable, not the work culture was enjoyable, not my job was enjoyable. So I was like, if this is what is life, I don't think that I'm going to be ever happy. So yeah, it was a struggle convincing my parents. I did complete engineering. I do a lot of videos now. So recently I connected with actually two students and along with their parents on Superpeer. So I give one-on-one coaching also. So their parents got to personally talk to me, saying that, hey, do you think this is a good idea? Should I let my kid to do it? And I feel like if the parents are even thinking about it, that means that they have some room to talk to. It's just that you need a different language to talk to them, and they just need security for their children. It's not like you can't do that. They just want to see that, okay, their kid is going to be earning and they are going to be happy, and I don't need to worry about when they, obviously your parents worry because they are going to die eventually, and can you survive by yourself? Like, do I need to be worried on my deathbed that my kid is not going to make it? So you need to think on their perspective also and give them the security that it is a growing field. And why don't I let you talk to someone who's already in the field so that you can ask your questions? So I connected with two parents actually on Superpeer, and I did give them assurance that this is a good field. They wanted to come to Canada to study, so I guided them a bit over there. So yeah, it's good to give back to people, especially at the point when it's too overwhelming.
Interesting and really amazing, because I think, as in the starting I said, a lot of people do really need that assurance that this is something that they should be done. And I think one thing that I have noted, like even though I'm not that experienced, but I think one thing that I've noted in helping people out in whichever way I can is that if someone is creative, even though, like, even in any job, not just in design, in any engineering or any job, you have to find job. Like, you have to be creative to get a job. So I think, but as a creative person, you find more ways to get a job. I don't know. I feel that, like, you can be more creative in terms of getting job. You can be more creative in terms of, because, so One of my experiences that I recently, we are recently, the company which I work with, I'm one of the core team members, and we were hiring, we are still hiring, and we are looking for some, the one thing that, resume is good, everything is good, but one thing that we kind of included is that a video. You give us a video about being anything, like you give us video why we should hire you in any creative form. Some people send us rap songs about our startup and how this thing, there are different ideas, like, so people are being creative, and I think that's what gets us the attention. And those people kind of, I think these are some ways, again a random topic, but I think that is interesting.
I think creativity is somewhere when you find ideas in constraints, like you told them, hey, give us a video. And if in that also they get to explore their personality and have an expression, is says a lot about their creativity. So I really, I even I would have done a video per se if I was applying for a company. It seems like a fun challenge. Also, if the challenge seems more creative or challenging to the person in the front, the more creative person apply to it because it tickles their brain. Like, hey, I want to try that assignment or I want to try that interview because it seems interesting.
Yes, definitely. Want to go along with the interview, want to ask, you did your, I think, associate bachelor's in graphic design and then a master's also in visual brand design from Domus Academy. How did that came along? Because one thing that I'm still confused, you did know that you wanted to do something creative. You did took a leap of faith. Then why a master's or associate bachelor's?
So I always wanted to go to a design school because I wanted to experience how it feels like. A lot of people ask, like, why do you want to have a degree versus why do you not want a degree? For me, I purely went to a design school because I really wanted to have the entire experience, like get my hands dirty, sketch with my peers, like paint. I wanted to experience all of that. And first I was targeting of doing a design school abroad because after doing a lot of research in India as a design was still not at the phase that we are right now. It was 10 years back, and there were only few colleges like IIT, IDC. They are still prominent in the industry, but there were no supportive colleges that were really high. UI UX wasn't that well acknowledged back then. It was just purely graphic design and then master's. Branding was popular, like anything related to branding was popular. And I decided that I will just go to a design school. I did a lot of research abroad, but it was proving out to be very expensive. So, and to be honest, I did all of my engineering in scholarship. I did not pay a lot of money in engineering. So I was like, hey, mom, let me at least, we saved up a lot of money. So can we invest some in my design education? So I spent a lot of money then in design education. I did not go to any of these prominent colleges, but I found like a really good private institute. It's a French-based institute in Mumbai, which is called as École Intuit Lab. And I was registered for a 4 years of course. I did not complete the entire diploma because I felt like I was really confident by the end of 2 years. And because of some personal reasons, I decided I wanted to not finish 4 years, but directly finish my master's because I already had a good portfolio by then, a bachelor's degree, and I did speak to a couple of college people that can I, apply for a master's directly. And they said, yeah, you have a degree, you have your portfolio, you are ready to apply. So instead of spending one more extra year and just getting a diploma, I felt like I could get in, I'll squeeze a year and then get a degree that is higher, my bachelor's degree.
Interesting, interesting. Next, gonna go forward with a lot of work that you have done. So you have done a lot of work, got a lot of titles from brand consultant to campaign manager at Coca-Cola, and a lot of UI design, a lot of stuff. Didn't wanted to go into everyone, but just wanted to know which one would be your favorite and why.
I think each of my work experience just shaped me into the designer I want to be. I think they opened a path for my another step. Like each, I don't know, I wouldn't want to pick anything specific because each one is just beautiful in its own self. For my first one, I did a lot of design internship. And I met my partner there also. So yeah, things happen. And then my first startup is where I met my partner. And then my second internship was with Coca-Cola, where I really understood how a really big multinational company works. And my boss was the most amazing. I'm still connected with her. I think connections are something I value over a long period of time. My boss in NetBrahma also, I can connect to him any point of the day and he'll reply to me. So I've built a really strong connections to all my people, especially my managers and my bosses, because I believe that I delivered 100% of my work. And I am really blessed to be working at different work cultures, and my current work culture is also really amazing. It we are just 50 people, but we are definitely looking at some funding and then planning to scale. It is a fun environment, and being the senior product designer over here, I get to ship a lot of my processes, a lot of my design thinking. I have a lot of creative freedom and room. So personally, right now, I'm really happy with my job because I, as a creative, that's all you want to do. Make sure that you are doing everything right and you are not constrained in any format. So I'm not constrained in any format. But there was a really special time in Coca-Cola where Coca-Cola is a big company. It has 150 years and over of their campaign traditions, and they're getting an idea selected by Coke is like, oh my God, you're competing with 150 years of creativity, and getting them to pick your idea for a campaign was amazing. I got in-house, and then I explained about the campaign to different people. It was really fun. I think we actually went to Lisbon for a presentation with the manager with McDonald's, and it was a nice I think that is the most memorable experience where you know, the in the movies when you actually go for a big presentation to another city, and especially a European city where you get to see the city as well as work. So I think that was a dream come true. Yeah.
Been so interesting. Nice. So let's go to the present. Just want to know, you currently are a design mentor at Career Foundry and also a senior product designer at Copilot AI. What do you do here, and how did you, like right now you are here, so how did you end it up here?
I think I moved to Canada last year, that is in 2020. And the day I landed, it's not like it was a fun path. To be honest, last year was really difficult on personally, emotionally, financially, professionally. It was difficult from all layers because if you move to a new country, all your experiences previously you had, it's somehow like, okay, you don't have Canadian experience. Like, should we consider you or not consider you? Will you be able to work in our company or not work in our company? So it was a completely new adventure. So yeah, I landed a couple of contracts, and my boss, my Coca-Cola boss, she was working on her own startup. So I was helping her during 3-4 months when I came in, and she has been almost like my lifeline at a lot of darkest moments of my time. And yeah, so I think she has saved me at a lot of points. And then I landed a couple of contracts with the startup, which kept me financially, you know, managing. It was like, okay, I was afloat, at least I was not going back and asking money from my parents. That was my only intention. I don't want to go back and ask money. And staying afloat was after a year, exactly after a year, I came last year in March 2020. And March 2021, I had a new job in a new city at a higher position than I was. And that was it. Like 1 year of struggle translated and I was okay. Okay, this is it. I am okay right now. And because I think when you are in the hustle phase, right, you are trying to suppose you are pushed into water and you can't swim. Now you're just trying to, you know, trying with all your might to just trying to stay afloat. You know, you're trying, your hands are tired, your feet are tired, yet you are like just trying to stay afloat, afloat. And then it comes a point where you think that, okay, your feet has touched the ground, feet in the water. And then you're like, oh, and then you don't realize, you know, how much struggle you have put in. And you're, when you just stand on the ground, it's like, what do I do now? Is it okay? Do I need to still, you know, move my hands or move my feet in order to survive? So I think I was at that phase when I was really tired. But yeah, everything turned out properly. It was, there was a huge support of my partner, my parents, where they pulled me through. Currently where I am, the job is as a senior product designer. I was picked for a lot of reasons because I do mentoring and they wanted someone who could build a team, especially a design team, set distill some practices that are there in the design field, train their current employees to do a little bit of research or lead by example. And I'm definitely happy over here. There are just a lot of amount of work. So it keeps me busy. Yeah. Yeah, they're happy with my work. So that's all I get.
Great. Just at the, I just want to ask two more questions. Then we're going to end the podcast. One, I want to really want to ask, who is Trupti beyond design?
Beyond design, I think I've always seen myself as an underdog because I'm not from I'm from a middle class background who dreamed. I am a dreamer, and if any day in the school you would find me sitting on a bench, I would daydream a lot. So I'm in my heart, I'm always a dreamer, even though. I have set myself up for failing because my dreams were really large for my financial status, my anything. So now that I've finished a lot of my things, like moving to another country was a dream for me and I've finished that. Now I have set myself for another thing. So I just try to keep these goals. I dream a lot. What is my next dream goal is to have a house, especially a house remotely. So I think people just think that, and I want to be off social media, like not addicted to it. I had a lot of withdrawal period where I was really unhappy with these whole social interactions. I have met really good people. It's not like I haven't. I have built amazing connections, but it's somehow taps into your inner mind where it starts to brainwash you, like you have to be like someone or you have to dress like someone, and you kind of start losing your own identity along the way. And I feel like for me, finding myself back was a difficult challenge. Everyone needs to find themselves. For me, I've always been a dreamer and I dream small things. Like I dreamt about having a pet and I have a pet now. So it just doesn't have to be like dreams to go to the moon, but small things and small things that make you happy. So I definitely believe in that, like do things, live your life to the fullest and yeah, keep dreaming. No one's stopping you and no one has constraints when they're dreaming. It's just that what happens after when you finish your dream? How much do you have to hustle in order to get there? For me to get to Canada, it took almost, it was not an overnight dream come true. It took me almost like 2 years for the Canadian visa to clear. Again, 1 year of struggle to be really stable in another country. So almost 2 to 3 years to get there. So I think, yeah. If you dream, you have to hustle.
Agreed. Last question is all about the audience. Even though you have kind of answered it, but just want to put it up. What would be your 2 cents of advice to the people out there? It can be related to design. It cannot be related to design. It's all up to you. What would be your 2 pieces or 2 cents of advice for anyone who is watching or listening to this podcast?
For me, I feel like design is very overwhelming, yes, but don't like going back to the thing which I mentioned, like right now, if you are just starting into design and you're looking at people like Chris Doe, you're looking at people like, I don't know, who have already established and 10 years or 15 years down the line and you are aspiring to be them, you cannot be them because you haven't put in the struggle. And design is a skill. It needs to be honed. Like, for example, if I push you in the swimming pool right now, you're not going to swim. But obviously, after a month, you get used to your breathing, you get used to the movement, you're going to be able to swim. You cannot be Michael Phelps on the first day. You cannot. Like, and even if you you can aspire to be them, there's nothing wrong with aspiration, but don't lay down the heavy burden of expectations like you have to perform like Michael Phelps on day one. You cannot, because Michael Phelps 10 years before or when he just started, he had different circumstances and you don't even know of that circumstances. So I think, yeah, a lot of people forget, they just see the end results. They don't see the hustle period or they don't see where they were coming from. And that is why I started my own podcast. I am kind of connecting with really very pronounced industry leaders to understand what was that one point of, like the darkest point of their career, which really shaped their design journey. I have spoken with Sapta and then Shayank right now, and I am looking to talk to a lot more people just to understand that, you know, right now the LinkedIn profile, your Instagram profile looks like 100%, but you don't know how much the person has struggled behind in order to, you know, make sure that the profile looks that perfect. I wanted to understand just one of their situations like that.
As well, definitely. I will link down your podcast in the description boxes for everyone to check it out as well. I think we are at the end of this podcast. Thanks a lot, everyone, for coming in. One thing I would definitely say, even though I was the host, I was listening to this as much attentively I can. Like, it was so damn interesting. Each and every point has its own interesting factor in it. Each and every point has its own uniqueness to it. Everything that I listen, it's unique. Like, I have never, it's more about the journey. That's what I told you. It's about the journey, not about what you are doing, not about the design. It's about the journey. How did you went through that? And I think I think a lot of designers, as a designer, I really feel that I struggle. Not design, I can learn from everywhere. Like, YouTube is filled with videos. But I think I cannot learn how did you went to a position that I really want to be at a certain age, at a certain point in my life. And that's, I think this particular one is going to help a lot of people out, especially me, because I have the same kind of goal structure as yours. Thanks a lot, Trupti, for coming in. Thanks a lot for everyone for watching this one.
I have a question for you, Abhay, before we wrap up. So when you started your podcast, like, what was your thinking and why did you decide to give back to the community?
I have been into, even though I am just in my senior year or fourth year of my engineering, I have been into design for 6 7 years, at more than that. So I felt like I studied design by my own. I never did a course, I never did anything. And the one thing that I know for a fact that there are boot camps, there are courses, there are something, but there are communities as well. It's not like there are no communities, but I feel I wanted to create something which just not only teaches design, but should teach design. Like, design is something that we do try to teach with our sessions, but I wanted to teach them how to live life as a designer. I feel that's more important. I feel if I love design, so sometimes design makes, even though this might be a wrong situation to put in, but I think design sometimes makes my life a little harmful, because I do a lot of design and I do a lot of problem solving in my life, which doesn't actually applies to the life. I feel like doesn't always applies to life. Sometimes for me it does create some situations which should not be there. I think so. That's why I think a lot of, and
Maybe I'll call you to talk about that situation, Abhay.
yes, definitely. One thing that I really want to say is that the main factor for starting this podcast was, let's just say I saw your profile and I think yes, I someday I really want to do a master's in design. I really want to get to someplace abroad, not just Canada, can be anything, but someplace abroad. And I wanna get a good job at a, like, you are at a small company. I feel that's very good. Like, being in too much, I'm not saying it's wrong, but I just feel being in a startup or being in that kind of culture is more good. So I have, like, let's just say I have three dreams. So listening to this podcast will help me understand, how did you follow? What were the structures? How did you got to that? What was your thinking? I think that's the main purpose that I want to achieve from
Okay.
this.
Awesome. I think for your age, especially right now, if you tell me that you're just passing out of engineering, and I'm like, it's been a decade ahead. I am a decade ahead of you. So I think for your age and the time you are making really great decisions. Especially doing this podcast, giving back to the community, having that correct mindset. So that will get you a long way. And having a goal like that, to be honest, I think the circumstances that came in my way just shaped my path. If it was given my choice, I would still be in Europe. I would love to be in Europe because that was my dream continent to be in. So this is a place where my partner wants to be in, and I love the city. I love the culture over here also. It's great. So,
That's always interesting.
but I really kudos to your hard work and putting in a lot of work for others, helping your peers. So great work, Abhay.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, everyone. Thanks a lot, Rupti. Do listen to this one. I will link down your socials also in the description and the podcast as well. Thanks a lot, everyone. See you guys in the next one.